Not Worth the Time with Wade Taylor. Hey, welcome back to Not Worth the Time, everybody. God damn. Dude, 2 weeks flies by so fast every time this podcast sneaks up on me. It's crazy. There's just lots going on, it feels like. It feels like the world just keeps moving and we never get to slow down. Never slowing down, guys. I hope everybody had a good Father's Day weekend. Hope you spent some time with your dads or did something to commemorate dads or a father figure in your life. Shout out to the people who just act like father figures. You didn't even create that kid. You didn't bust nuts in anybody, but you treated that kid like it was one of your own. And you fucking helped make them into a good person. Shout out to those people. Shout out to all the father figures out there in the world. Hope you guys had a good one. I did the annual thing. Did the fun thing. I missed it last year because of COVID. But I got to go play golf with my dad in the tournament we played in. Played fucking awful. Straight up. 104. Wasn't even close to making the cut, guys. Wasn't even fucking close. You ever just be so cocky going into something? Like, you been prepping for it, being you're ready, you're excited, you're going to just get after it, right? And then you just have the fucking rug yanked out from underneath you. Just like, oh, yeah, you put in preparation and work. Yeah, it doesn't matter. And nobody cares. That's what just happened to me over the weekend. I practiced a lot, was feeling pretty good, and then I just sprayed and prayed that ball everywhere. But that's how it goes sometimes, and it is what it is. Although this is one thing I will say about this. For all those people out there who think golf isn't like a dangerous sport or isn't like contact, doesn't have any contact or whatever, or it's a lazy man's game. You've obviously never been on a golf course during a tournament or whatever. It's a dangerous fucking place, man. This weekend, two people got cracked in the fucking head with the golf balls. Two. That's an astronomical amount of people getting hit with golf balls. And I'm not just talking like a chip shot or something where it's getting a little it'll hit you and be like, ah, it'll sting. I'm talking off the fucking driver, dude. I don't know if you've ever like seen the statistics, if you've ever watched golf. Like, if you watch golf nowadays, they tell you like the swing speed and the eject philosophy. Velocity, not philosophy. The eject philosophy. That's when a pilot like has contemplates life as he's about to eject out of his plane when it's nosediving. He just starts going through all of life's great questions before he's like, oh yeah, I have a button that'll shoot me out of this and save me from this nosedive. No, but like the exit velocity of like the golf ball after it's hit by a driver. And it's insane. I don't know what the average is. Let's look that up. PGA average. Oh, what is it? What average? Not driving distance. Ball speed. There's what we want. Average ball speed. So the highest one. Wait, that can't be fucking right. 200, almost like 190.39 is what this says. And that was last week's. That's the number one exit velocity. I wonder if it shows you, like, yeah, okay. Yeah, so it shows you. So Bryson DeChambeau, this weirdo who's, like, really into physics and stuff like that, has been trying to break this down. He's trying to break golf down to science. He's bringing being a nerd into it. If people didn't think golf was kind of dorky with the clothes and the stuff before, now you got this fucking nerd coming in here trying to tell us, like, oh, we should use science to hit the ball farther. Get out of here, nerd. But he has had an average ball speed velocity of almost 200. That's got to be 200. Did he do that miles per hour? That can't be. I'm assuming so. But yeah, that's how fast the fucking ball's coming off the face, right? And somebody this week just took a driver straight to the dome. Not a driver, but a ball off of it. Just it skipped off of a top of a golf cart and then hit him square between the fucking eyes. That's not a fun way to spend your fucking afternoon in the hospital concussed from a golf ball. And then I hit the second person. It fucking I hit a golf ball, same exact spot. These people were parked there, and it bounced. It one hopped, hit their basket in their cart, hit the roof of their cart, and then dropped down, hit this lady in the cheek, and it landed in her hand. So I fucking tattooed this ball all the way down there. I'm lucky it hit the ground before it hit their cart or something, because that ball was moving. I crushed it. I was swinging real, real hard at that one, man. But, yeah, it's dangerous. You got to watch out for those projectiles, okay? Also, like, I don't know if anybody's a newcomer to golf, but I'll give you a free lesson right now. Don't stand behind people while they're swinging a golf club. I did that once and caught a fucking driver to the dome. And tell you what, that shit fucking hurts. If you take a driver to the dome, it splits you open pretty fucking quick, dude. Especially if it hits you right here in the hardest part of your fucking forehead. That shit just rattles your brain. You're concussed. Hey, but I got up and fucking finished the hole. Mental fortitude, okay? That's because I'm a goddamn competitor, and I finished it out, and I qualified for state when I was in fifth grade. Yeah. You don't fucking bitch out. You know what I mean? You got to fucking take that, and you just go, nope, I'll finish out the fucking hole. Finish out the hole. But I wish it would have gone better, but it is what it is. It's always a fun weekend because you spend it with your dad. It's nice to have those, like, traditional things in your life where you can just, like, you always know that's going to be there every year. That's what that is I know that's going to be there every year. Me and my dad are still around, and we can go up there and have a good time. It's good to have those little family traditions. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but watch out for the drivers. That's all I'm going to say, guys. If you're getting into golf, go to the range a little bit beforehand so you don't go out there and fucking kill people. Also, here's a big thing. If you're going to start playing golf, read a book about it, or just go, like, online. I'm sure there's thousands of articles. It's like rules that beginners for golf should know, because there is golf etiquette, man, and a lot of people don't understand that anymore. I don't know if it's just not taught to a lot of people. What it is, especially with spectators, like, a lot of people come out and watch this tournament. It's a little local tournament, so a lot of people come watch, like, the local town kids play, but they don't play golf, so they don't understand by, like, they're just focusing on, like, the match they're watching. So as soon as they're done, they start moving again, but they don't realize there's other people on the golf course. Like, you can't fucking drive. You got to look around and make sure you don't interrupt somebody else's shot or whatever. It's insane. So, and then, like, or just the small rules about walking in people's lines and stuff like that. Like, I have some buddies now who are starting to get into golfing because they know I grew up playing it and stuff. They want to go out and play, and I'm totally fine with going out and playing with them. But it just sucks because then I have to almost, like, teach them the entire etiquette of golf. I feel like I almost have to put them through a school like you do to make a proper lady. Like, they used to have those schools for the proper lady. Like, put a book on her head and shit like that. I got to come up with some drills to make people better with golf etiquette. I'm going to put you in a room with bird sounds for 2 hours, and you got to not talk at all. No noises at all. You just got to be dead silent. That's what mostly golf is. Is hit a ball, you walk around, and then you wait for the other people to hit, and you just got to be real quiet and still. You almost got to know what it's like. You got to tap into a mind of a deer. You ever see a deer when it sees you? They just get real still and quiet, and they don't fucking move. That's exactly the power, like the energy and the animal you have to harness while you're on a golf course. You just got to go all deer-like. Just fucking stiff. Don't move. If we breathe, we'll fuck up his shot and he'll get mad and blame us. Even though that's, like, not really what happens. But you do have to, you don't want to be distracting. That's for sure. But just, yeah, that's my big advice. Read an article. Like, go search it out online. There's plenty of articles that'll tell you, like, here are, like, the 10 most common golf fucking etiquette things you should know. And I don't want to do an article about it. I could do one right now. I could do the world a favor and do a service to him and teach you guys about the rules of golf. But I don't want to do that because I know a lot of you probably don't want to play golf. Okay? It's fine. I get it. You don't do it. You still think you can go play pickup basketball. I'll see you in the golf course in 10 years when you realize you have no athletic ability left to go play 5-on-5 pickup basketball. Okay? But for right now, if you want to do that, you got to figure it out yourself. I'm not going to teach you. I don't have the time nor the patience to deal with it. Okay? We're done. All right? That being said, I think maybe now would be a good time to get into what I found this week. Now, everything I'm talking about this week has nothing. Normally, I kind of make a theme. Didn't make a theme this week. I just found some cool shit that I was like, oh, that'll be fun to talk about on the podcast. So here we go, right? So the first thing I found this week are 15 incredible facts about pigeons. Now, if you know anything about me, if you've watched my stand-up, I've talked about pigeons before. I've talked about bird training and all sorts of weird stuff when it comes to birds. And so they're kind of like a weird thing to fascinate me, birds do. Because they're fucking monsters. They're little tiny dinosaurs that are monsters. And the fact that we still coexist with tiny dinosaurs, and now they're like not as ferocious as they once were, is fucking wild. Like, somehow, evolutionarily, they became this. And this is what we deal with now. And they're awful. And pigeons are kind of the worst. But they're also kind of interesting creatures, especially for the birds. Anyway, so 15 incredible facts about pigeons. Okay, let's check out this. Okay, number one, they might be the first domesticated bird. The common city pigeon, also known as the rock pigeon, might be the first bird humankind ever domesticated. You can see them in art dating back as far as 45 BCE in modern Iraq, and they have been valuable sources of food for thousands of years. Yeah, that's why like there's a bunch of pigeons in the United States. Is they brought it over and fucking ate it. Like, that was just a way they would eat birds all the time. And they used them as, like, messenger pigeons. Like, that's how another way they domesticated them. This is how they were, like, that's how they communicated with some people. Which is why I have a theory there was more war back in the day. Here's my theory. You guys ever get on Twitter or Instagram and read something? You start reading it, but you put your own bullshit into it, so like there's no tone there. When you read somebody's statement there, you have no idea how they were saying it or when they were typing it, how what they meant it to sound like or whatever. You're just putting a filter on it. Like, you ever like read a note or a text from like a girlfriend or something, and it's just like you start reading it, but you put this like spin on it, like they're nagging you. You do it with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you're just like, you just hear it naggingly for some reason, even though they weren't nagging you at all. Like, that's what I think happened with war back in the day. I think these, like, Roman generals or, like, these knights were sending this stuff to the kings, and they were getting pigeons, messenger pigeons, and they were just putting their own spin on it. He's like, well, what the fuck does that mean? What do you mean this guy thinks our land is great and will prosper well? Huh? What does he mean it will prosper well? Does that mean he thinks that our land's better than his and he wants it for himself? Oh, not before I fucking get him out of here. I'll fucking take him out. Like, they just misread all of the signs. yeah, that's why I think there was more war, for sure. They're just always misreading those things. That's like, what is it? Not Age of Empires. What was the fucking... Lords of the Realm was a video game I used to play a lot on. It's a PC game. It's like one of those strategy, like... games in its based in medieval times, and it was always funny because you could send notes to the other people, and so like they would send you things talking about forming an alliance, but they would have like voice actors saying it over top. And it's funny when you got like a vile message how they would sound vile, or like you just didn't get that. That's not like how really reading notes is like. I guess that's why they would always send, and maybe that's why they quit using messenger pigeons and started using messenger boys. So they could like, hey, make sure when you say it with this inflection, okay? You gotta say it just right, otherwise you're gonna cause a lot of death. That's a lot of fucking strain to put on a little messenger boy. Just going, make sure you say this just right, otherwise thousands of people are gonna die, okay? This is on you, dude. Fucking just nut up or shut up here. Get this right. All right, well, back to pigeons anyway. That's why I think messenger pigeons is, I think, caused more wars. Yeah, it was the lust after women and messenger pigeons. That's why war was so bad back in the day. All right, they won over Charles Darwin and Nikola Tesla. Pigeon breeding was commonly a hobby in the Victorian England for everyone. From well-off businessmen to the average Joe, leading to the fantastically weird birds. Few hobbyists have more enthusiasm for the breeding process than Charles Darwin, who owned a diverse flock, joined London's Pigeon Club. Wait, they had a fucking pigeon club? You had a club where you just fucking hung out and talk about pigeons all goddamn day? This is why, you know, I rag on cell phones and shit all the time, but maybe this is why it's better we do have cell phones. These guys were using fucking pigeons like we use iPhones now. They're just fucking hanging out, sending text messages through pigeons, racing them. That was the first Rocket League, was their racing pigeons that they had and shit. Also, and then, you know what? And I don't know if I can deny or confirm this, but I know Nikola Tesla was apparently in love with the pigeon, which means he fucked it. At least that's the way I read it. You can't tell me you love something, you're not fucking it. Also, Nikola Tesla, weird guy. He got electrocuted a couple times. I wouldn't be surprised if he was banging animals, okay? He was a weird dude, you know? Allegedly, too. I don't need Nikola Tesla's, like, family. I don't know if he has any family coming after me for harming his legacy. So, but, you know, so they've used in pigeons like iPhones, man. Like, you could play games with them, you socialized with them by sending messages, you raced them, Nikola Tesla at least had sex with them, so that's like porn on your phone. I mean, the pigeons were the first iPhone. It's nuts, man. Who would have thought? Anyway, they had a fucking club. Anyway, what is it? The Hobnobbed with the Famous Breeders. Dude, I'm bringing that back and hobnobbed with the. I'm gonna start using that hobnobbed. Yeah, what do you got to do? I'm gonna go down to the local pub and do a little hobnobbed. Get a little hobnobbed. Do a little hobnobbing, you know. Talk to the locals, hang out, hobnob around, try to get some deets. Darwin's passion for the bird influenced the 1860 book. Of the variation of animals and plants under domestication, which is not one but two chapters on pigeons. Dogs and cats shared a single chapter. Damn, he wrote fucking two chapters on pigeons, dude. That's insane. Nikola Tesla enjoyed pigeons. He used to care for injured wild pigeons in New York City in his hotel room. Tesla's favorite was the white female whom he once said, "I love that pigeon. I love her as a man loves a woman, and she loved me. And when she is ill, I knew and understood. She came to my room, and I stayed beside her for days, and I nursed her back to health. And then I fucked her back into an injury." Dude, fucking Nikola Tesla, I'm pretty sure, fucked pigeons. I'm 100% given. That's such a weird way to, like, you can't phrase it that way. The pigeon was the joy of his life. If she needed me, nothing else mattered. As long as I had her, there was a purpose in my life. Jesus Christ. Well, we and Nathan have talked about Nikola Tesla being fucking weird before. And there it is again. Him, like, doing that. Yeah, you can find an old episode of WGAF where we talk about good old Nikola Tesla, about his love for pigeons. It's a good one. They understand space and time. Yes, that's right. you could talk to a pigeon about space physics, and they will instantly talk to you. They can't speak English like normally. Like, you can't ask them which way to the subway or where's the best spot, best statue to shit on in town, you know? But if you go over and be like, "Hey, can you tell me about the physics of a black hole?" All of a sudden, their eyes start rolling in the back of their head, and like pigeons start talking about time and space. Yeah, dude, they'll tell you about it. They'll also explain to you how like time is all a construct. It's a human invented time that we actually don't understand true time. Okay, what else can they do? They can find their way back to their nest from 13,000 miles away. Yeah, isn't that due to, like, I'm pretty sure, okay, birds can do this even if they have been transported in isolation with no visuals or olfactory or magnetic clues. While scientists rotate their cages, so they don't know which direction they are traveling in. However, they do not, they do this, how they do this is a mystery, but people have been exploiting pigeons' navigation skills since the, since at least 3000 BC, when ancient people would set caged pigeons free, allowing them and follow them to nearby lands. Their navigation skills also make pigeons long-distance messengers. Sports fans of ancient Greece are said to have used trained pigeons to carry the results of the Athens Olympic, or ancient Olympic, sorry. Further east, Genghis Khan stayed in touch with his allies and enemies alike through the messenger pigeon. Dude, can you imagine getting a fucking message from Genghis Khan via pigeon? That's fucking terrifying. You just have, like, he just sends you a pigeon. Hey, the bird shows up, like, oh, a messenger pigeon, cool, let me see what it says. It's like, I'm on my way to fuck you up. Genghis Khan, you just leave at that point, right? I don't know why people didn't leave. Because all that was going to happen as Genghis Khan showed up was all your women were going to get raped. And they're probably going to kill them too. And then they were either going to, if they thought you were a good warrior, maybe you'd live. But for the most part, you were going to die. Yeah, you get a messenger pigeon from Genghis Khan. Like, him just sending it to his enemies is funny. That's the best part. He's just like, hey, I'm coming to fuck you up. That's how badass Genghis Khan was. He's like, I'm coming to fuck you up, and I'm just giving you a heads up now. I'll let you prepare, and you still won't be able to stop me, okay? That's baller shit right there. They saved thousands of human lives during World War One and Two. Pigeons' homing talents continued to shape history during the 20th century in both the World Wars. Rival nations use huge pocket of pigeons, pigeon flocks of pigeons messenger. Cool. Yeah. So, pigeons use those uses messengers all the time. Two pigeons most distracted from the two pigeons almost distracted from the discovery of the evolution of the Big Bang. Wait, what? Okay, in 1964, scientists in Holmdel, New Jersey, heard a hissing noise from an antenna that would have later proved the signal proved to be the signal of the Big Bang. But when they first heard the sound, they thought it might be, among other things, the poop of two pigeons that have been living in the antenna. Dude, the fact that, like, pigeon shit and the Big Bang Theory are on the same frequency just makes this life so fucking weird and wild. Yeah, it turns out we discovered the sound of the Big Bang Theory. We almost didn't think it was because it sounded a lot. It was just a hair of a frequency off from pigeon shit. Yeah, when pigeons fart, it's almost exactly the same. We're actually leaning towards that, like, an ancient space pigeon farted, and that's what's created our whole world. We're just all made out of pigeon shit. Ancient space pigeon shit. Oh, dude, the Phoenix is just an old ancient space pigeon that shit and caused the Big Bang. Oh, let's read on here and see what happens. Okay. We took the pigeons, put them in the box, and mailed them as far away as we could in the company box, in the company mail, to the guy who was fascinated by pigeons. One of the scientists later recalled. He looked at them and said, these are junk pigeons, and they let them go, and before long, they were right back. The scientists were able to clean out the antenna and determine that they had not been the cause of the noise. The trap used to catch the birds before they had later be permanently removed. Yeah, so they killed them. Why do they have to fucking write shit like that? Just say before they like fucking exterminated them. It's fine. They're pigeons. It happens. There's whole guys who have whole jobs and industries based off that. Is on the view. Okay. Gotcha. The Smithsonian. That's crazy. or not the this yeah the Smithsonian. Okay, let's see. What's the next factor? You can train them to be art snobs. What? Japanese psychologists. I'm not even going to attempt that name. I'm sorry. I don't want to butcher your name. It'd be disrespectful. And two colleagues earned an IG Nobel Prize in 1995 for training pigeons in a lab setting to recognize paintings of Calmos, I don't know who that artist is, and Pablo Picasso, and to distinguish between the painters. Monet? Oh, it might be Monet. I don't know. Fuck. Anyway. Claudia Monet. Yeah. Right? Is that how you say it? Is that how Monet is spelled? I think so. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I'm retarded. Anyway. I can't read. If you guys haven't figured that out yet, that I can't read, and in every 2 weeks you're listening to me read stuff, and you've been fine with it this whole time. Good on you. You guys are troopers. The pigeons were even able to use their knowledge of impressionism and cubism to identify the paintings and other artists in those movements. Later, Wanatanbe, I want to say that's how you say it. Anyway, taught the other pigeons to discuss distinguish. See, this is my brain seeing like the first three letters of a word and just filling it in at the end there. It's fucking ridiculous. Distinguish watercolor images from pastels. In 2009, the experiment captured pigeons he borrowed were shown almost two dozen paintings made by a student at the Tokyo Elementary School and were taught which ones were considered good and which ones were considered bad. He then even presented them with 10 new paintings that the Avon critics managed to correctly guess. Oh, the Avian critics. God. You know, if I just slow down sometimes, I could get words right. So anyway, the birds. Guess which ones earned a bad grade from their school teacher and panels of adults. Wow, that's insane. So, pigeons are judging you, is what it comes down to. Pigeons are judging all of us. Do you think pigeons are judging Lady Gaga's fucking outfits? She's from New York City. She's walking by, she's like, that's so gaudy. Pigeons are just holding Project Runway in New York City. As people walking by, just judging them. That's why they're up on the power lines and on top of bodegas, just watching people walk by and just like, that is so tacky in 2008. Oh man, we got to get through the rest of these. We're almost out of time here. Okay. They can read words, apparently, written word. That's insane. Fluffy pigeons might not actually be particularly wings. Wait, what? Particular wing. A few pigeons or breeds are have fuzzy legs. Hobbyists call them muffs. That's how you know they're fucking these pigeons. You can't name it a muff. God damn it, guys. You're just digging yourselves a hole here. Rather than scaled ones. According to a 2016 study, the DNA of these fluffy-footed pigeons leads their hinge legs to take on the forelimb characteristics, making muffed pigeon legs look distinctly wing-like. Okay, so it's like their legs almost look wing-like. Okay, whatever. Anyway, some pigeons distract falcons with white rump feathers. I don't know. That's weird. I don't want to read that. That's too long. Some of these facts are too long, guys, and I'm just going to skip over them. But apparently they use some kind of defense mechanism against falcons, guys, which I can't believe works because falcons could fuck up a pigeon, dude. Dodos were relatives to today's pigeons. Well, there you go. That makes sense. Dodos kind of look like them. It's funny when you see a dodo. I think that's a picture of a dodo bird. They looked way cooler than the birds that you think, like that you saw in cartoons or any other time you saw a dodo bird. At one point, more than one quarter of the birds living in the U.S. may have been Passenger pigeon. Oh, that's pretty interesting. Dude, there's so many pigeons. There's so fucking goddamn many of them. They're really good at multitasking. Well, that's cool. Yeah, you can see fucking pigeons building shit like crazy. Okay, one study suggests that given the right conditions, they're good at identifying cancer as doctors. That's weird how we use animals to identify fucking cancer nowadays. Like, dogs can sniff out cancer. When you retire a dog from that, like, you can't let them just go live in a normal house or, like, in, like, a retirement home or anything, right? Like, I don't know where you put them, but you can't let them, like, run around a retirement home and sniff old people and and start barking at them because that's all they've known. They've been trained to find cancer. And, like, that old person might have cancer, and they already know that, but now this dog's barking at them, and they're like, Jesus Christ, somebody get this dog to stop barking. And you can't because you got cancer, and that dog won't stop until somebody gives you some fucking radiation to get rid of that cancer. Poor dog. But, yeah, guys, that's this week's podcast. I appreciate you guys checking it out. If you like this show, you definitely want to go over to puntinggame.com where you can find more just like it. That's right. We got a back catalog of Not Worth the Time. We also have Who Gives a F, the Empty Parlor podcast. We got content coming at you all the time at puntinggame.com. So check that out. Also, if you want to support the website, the best way to do that is to like and review the podcast. That's for sure. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit like, leave a comment. If you're listening to it anywhere you listen to podcasts, rate and review. It helps the podcast. Also, if you want to financially support us, go over to the Pun and Game shop where you can get yourself a t-shirt, hoodie. We got new Not Worth the Time hoodies, guys. That's right. We got the zip-ups now. We got the pocket watch zip-up hoodie. So check that out. Grab yourself one of those. They're nice and comfy. Check that out. I don't have anything quite on the books yet as far as shows. There's some stuff in the works. As soon as I find out what I got going on, I'll make sure to mention it on the next show, so you guys can come check me out and do some stand-up. So anyway, guys, that's been Not Worth the Time. I appreciate you checking it out, and remember, don't do anything I wouldn't do.